Live here at Gillette Stadium, it's Mutt and Lou, Sports Radio WEEI. We talked to Dion Branch. We talked to another member of the offense, Dan Copen, joins us here in studio. Dan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. You got the whole gang back on your offensive line all of a sudden.
It's good to have them back. You know, Logan's going to be around here for a little bit. Light came back, and, having the guys back in, they're friends. They're good teammates, good players. So anytime you can keep those guys on or, keep them around, it's a good thing.
We were talking a little bit off the air. How important is that in this preseason? You know, with the shortened preseason, to have guys, you look to your left and you're like, okay, I know exactly. We've been playing together for a long time. You got the guy behind you under center. Just knowing that coming into camp, I mean, I can't even imagine walking into a new setting with new everything going on.
It's nice. Camp's for, you sort of want to get back into it and relearn the system and, pick up on different things. But being able to play with those guys for a long time and knowing what they're, capable of doing and what they're going to do in certain situations, it helps the learning process again for, to start out. But, everybody goes through it and everybody's here to get better. During camp, that's what it's for. You mix guys in and out and play them at different positions. And, that's what you got to do because, you can't keep everybody.
No mini camps, no OTAs. How much rust was there? That first practice you got together, you found out what in a matter of like 24 hours, hey, we can practice tomorrow. How much rust was there for you?
There's always a lot of rust, even with mini camps and OTAs, there's one thing, to go through it, those are more mental, than physical. But once you put the pads on, it's a completely different game and, your technique's got to be there and it takes a little bit to get back. But, the main thing is you come in shape, ready to go and you can work through it.
Last year watching a lot of those games on TV, it seemed like they were on Tom Brady a lot more, and we saw, for some reason, it just seemed like to the fan watching the game that there was more emotion behind him last year than ever. Did you notice anything different with him emotionally as far as in games, or is he just always like that and the cameras just don't catch it all the time?
No, he's really, that's the way he is. Mm-hmm. He's, the biggest competitor that I've ever met. Even in practice, he's on you. He expects the best out of you on every play. And if you're not giving it to him, he's going to call you out on it. So, whether the camera was on him more or not last year, that's just him.
A guy like Logan Mankins, you said, is going to be here for a long time. And he talked about, wanting to earn his contract. But he also said that he tries to be a leader from his actions. Maybe not as outspoken as some players, but you've worked in that for a couple of years. Do you see that with the way that he works? Do guys try to emulate the level of work that Logan Mankins puts in?
If they don't, they should. Logan's just one of those special guys. Being a leader is not about going out there and talking and, hooping and hollering, all that stuff. Logan goes out there, he works hard, he tries to get better each and every day, and, he's been rewarded for that. And he's that kind of guy where he's not going to change and the way he approaches his game, the way he approaches the season, and he just wants to go out there and do anything to help this team win.
Now, you guys are a pretty close-knit group. Last year, you kind of introduced Sebastian Vollmer to the group. This year, it's another guy in Nate Solder. It's been a couple of weeks, but what have you seen from him so far?
Nate's one of those guys. He's a big guy. Really
can't
big.
Miss him.
Yeah, no, he's taller than Seabass, so, a big guy, strong. You can just see, his athleticism come out. And just really goes out there from, as a rookie, you just got to put your head down and, sort of go. And, he's one of those guys that gets in the book, studies his plays and smart guy and, keeps working at it. He's got, a lot of potential.
You guys just keep developing these offensive linemen. You look right to Dante Scarnecchia. And, when they drafted Solder, it just seemed like he was throbbing at the mouth to get a hold of this guy, to try to work on a few other things. What's that like day in, day out with this guy?
Scar's, he's a coach. He just wants to be out there with the group. He wants, more than anything, he wants his players to get better. And you can see that in how he coaches and how he coaches us. He coaches us hard. And the guys that we bring in, the guys that we have, they need to respond to that, and most of them do. And if they do, they're going to get better, as a player, and hopefully they can be a good player for us. But you see a lot of guys leave and have great careers after this, and that's because of his coaching.
We hear a lot about the Patriots, Dan, defensively maybe making a change schematically, four defensive linemen instead of three. As a center, give us an insight into, if that was the opposition, you got a 3-4 versus a 4-3, how does your job change? How does that make life harder on you and your responsibilities as a center going up against a 4-3 defense?
Well, I mean, 3-4 you're usually covered, so you got less room to work and, you know, really less time to do it in. So, it's just like two different things. And when you're uncovered, you got a little bit more time, but maybe you're climbing the backers and working with guards and leverage and all that stuff. And really that's when, you know, your techniques and how you work well with the people around you comes in.
You know, one of the great things about this defense is that they could probably confuse the hell out of the offense, because you could look at what looks like a 3-4 could turn into a 4-3 like that with all the versatility they have in the ends. That must be a big adjustment, too, identifying the defense. One of the things that hopefully this defense can do to the offense is confuse them.
Well, that's a lot what the league is now, mm-hmm. Trying to confuse and disguise a lot of the things that they have. And really the personnel around the league, everybody's good and they can do a lot of different things, whether it's three down, four down, floating guys. And it's just one of those things where as long as everybody's on the same page offensively or on the offensive line, it makes it a little bit more easier and to pick up and recognize what's going on.
You maybe didn't line up against him, but when you heard Sean Ellis, a guy that's been on the Jets roster for 11 years, Dan, is going to join your team, you don't have to look at him anymore across the line. That feel good knowing he wasn't going to be there anymore?
Yeah, pretty happy about that. Sean's one of those guys that, you just knew what you were going to get out of him every time you played him. And he's a great player. He's been a great player for a long time, and I'm glad he's on our side now.
Tom talked early today about that Jets game and how it still doesn't sit well with him. I mean, it's still bad taste in his mouth. He individually for him, he goes out there, doesn't throw an interception for I don't know how many, and throws that pick on that screen pass. For you guys as an offensive line, did an amazing job keeping this guy upright, yet it seemed like defensively they did some things. Got to him, I think, 5 times. Do you look at that game all winter long and sit there, I can't wait to get back onto this field?
No, I mean, it's one of those things where, it didn't end the way we wanted it to end, but we use that and we try and learn from it and just move on. This is a whole new season, and we've got to work, starting from the start of training camp to now in our preseason games, and just try and get better.
Have you taken reps against Albert Haynesworth yet up front defensively?
Yeah, taking a few.
It's a big boy. To line up like that, is that you have had Vincent, you've had practice against him. A couple of big guys you're going up against in practice. Can that?
Yeah, Vince is no slouch.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's two monsters you're now looking at every day in practice, Dan.
Well, I mean, that's one. That's a great thing for us as an offensive line to be able to go against that talent on the defensive side. Just because, Vince is a great player and Albert's a great player, and we got a lot of great players on that defense. We got a lot of defense linemen in camp now, so we get plenty of work, and that's only going to help us in the long run.
Now, offensively for you guys, I know offensive linemen, you guys take pride in running that football. The passing, you put up a lot of points, but when you run that football, you see some of these running backs they brought in. A guy like Steven really jumps out after that first game. Some of the ability, new guys, Ben Jarvis, Danny Woodhead. I mean, Jarvis has been here a while, but still, that's got to kind of excite you to think maybe we can get back to running that football again.
Well, I think we're pretty balanced in what we do, and really, if you can't run the ball, you're going to have a long season. So being able to run the ball only helps you as an offensive lineman, keeps the defense on their toes, and they just really can't, make it one-dimensional.
Mm-hmm. Dan, we appreciate it. Look forward to talking some football this year. Go enjoy your indoor practice today.